Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I am Shannon.
And I'm Cassie. Hey, Dark Hearts.
Hey. Kind of forgot what we were doing there for a second, you know?
That's fine. Yeah. I already told Shannon this, but if you can't tell by my voice, I'm a bit sick. I just assumed it was allergies this morning because my allergies turned into, like, a scratchy throat and thing. And then I went and I worked all day, and by the end of the day, I just felt achy and run down.
Well, we could have waited to record, but I guess we're running out of time anyway.
You know, we're running out of time. It's fine, because I've got some stuff coming up that makes it so that we're going to be off for a couple weeks now. It'll be fine. You guys are just going to have to deal with me sounding
I mean, you sound fine. I could just tell because I know you that, like, you're not feeling swell, you know?
Sure not.
I mean, it's not fine, but it's fine. Yeah, no.
I chugged down some NyQuil because we're recording at 8 o'clock at night.
This is so late for us.
I know. And then, yeah, it'll be fine. Hopefully I won't be loopy by the time, you know, we get to the end of this. It'll be okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I can usually power through NyQuil. Like, I'll get to a point where NyQuil, like, if I don't go to sleep, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
I have to take it like an hour to 2 hours before I actually want to sleep because that's when it hits me finally.
Oh, yeah.
But if I push through that moment of exhaustion, I then become weirdly awake.
Then it's like the opposite effect almost.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
I'm like that with Benadryl. I literally take Benadryl every single night and I don't know why. Like now my body's like, you know, just used to it. And I feel like it's the only way I can sleep. I actually sleep like crap. And I'm like, cool. Now I think my body's just so like, eh, we've had this so much now. We're not going to do actually what we should do.
Right.
So, you know, but that's our TED talk on,
on meds.
I would say I almost said narcotics and it's definitely not narcotics. Clearly we're tired. This is what happens when we are recording, like not late, but for us,
I mean,
late,
listen,
so.
We're old. It's late. Yeah, 8:10 p.m.
Sure
it's late. Okay.
Yeah, this is late. I was like, well, we'll make through because we were going to do otherwise. You know, it's fine. It's fine.
It's all good. And also, real quick, too, before we get into things, I wanted to give a shout out to, and I feel like such an asshole because I didn't actually get her name, but when I did the Mystical Moon Fest the other weekend on the 14th of October, I met one of our listeners and she was the sweetest. She's like, I actually knew about this because you brought it up. She said she's from Florida.
Oh, sweet.
I didn't get the full details of like what she was doing here and stuff, but she talked about how she like listened to us on like repeat and stuff because like at her job she can listen. I'm like, I just want you to know. You made me feel so great. I felt
a little bit
like a celebrity. That made my day. So thank you so much for stopping by and seeing me.
That's amazing.
I really appreciate that.
Send us your name, lady.
Yeah.
Whoever you are. I don't know.
Yeah. Email and be like, hey, it was me. Also, I guess just to let you guys know real quick, since you're getting these back to back, like even though we're going to record these a day apart, I think the next episode will have our book and TV shows and whatever, you know, we'll
end right.
With.
Yes. Yeah.
So that won't be at the end of this one, which will be episode 79.
I know. That is wild.
I know.
When I was typing that, I always put that in my like research notes. Why?
Same.
I don't know, but
no,
I feel like I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier for me to track things. And
yes.
I was like, dang, that's a lot.
79. I know. Same. I also actually kind of like that we'll be ending our break on an even number.
I know. I feel like it would be unfinished if it was on an odd number. So.
Right.
I know.
So,
I'm the same. I get it.
Yep.
1,000%.
So just a heads up, you guys. At the end of this one, you'll just have to wait until you get through the second one to hear our book and movie recs. Life's been crazy, so I don't have many anyways.
I only have one show, and I'm dying to talk about it because it's so good. So. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
All right. I'll try to hold out.
Next episode.
Next episode. You'll hear about all the episodes. No, I won't give any spoilers on it. I just want to talk to someone who's watched it. But okay. So on that note, I'm just going to dive on in. We're this week. Okay. I will say I searched high and low trying. Oh, are you there?
Yeah. You froze.
Oh, that was weird.
Frozen?
You did too. That's why I was like,
"Yeah,
no, now you're not."
Cool.
We good
okay,
now?
Sweet. We're good.
Sweet. Okay, guys. I mean, it's fine. So, as I was saying, I was really trying to find like a good Halloween story or something, which I guess it's probably a good thing that those are not like, you know, tons of them, because I don't really want people to get murdered on Halloween, but right. It does help.
Or, I mean,
content,
any day.
So,
but...
I mean, any day, really. Okay. Yes. Thank you for that. But that being said, I was just trying to get something more on like spooky side of things, but it was a little bit more difficult than I anticipated. So maybe we are just nicer in the Midwest. I don't know. All the ones I found were literally everywhere else except the Midwest. So the one that I'm doing, actually, it does take place in October, and I picked it specifically because it's just creepy, and it's actually in good old Nebraska.
Oh, snap.
I know. I wasn't going to do Nebraska for, I think, a couple weeks, but then as I was looking, I found a good one, and I was like, we're just going to do it this week. Why not? You know?
Heck yeah.
So... we're going to be in Sutherland, Nebraska. So that's like 20 miles west of North Platte, for those of you who like to know the things, and specifically Nebraska people, because we all are like, oh, I know someone that lives there. You know, that's how we are. And so the population, which I don't know, I guess I should have looked up what it is now, but at this time that we're going to be, it's going to be in the 70s. And at the time this all happened, the population was only 840 people in Sutherland. I think it's mostly like farmish land. I actually have a coworker that lives there, and I know they live on a farm, and they have like 500 cows, and like, I mean, it's, she'll send us pictures of these little baby cows that they're like feeding with a bottle, and it's the cutest thing ever. But I know that they're kind of, I think it's a lot of just farm-ish land kind of, but it's close to North Platte, which the population in North Platte then at least was 23,000. So, I mean, it's small. It's not as tiny as, you know, the 840, but basically you're a 20-minute drive away from a bigger town. So
yeah,
that's where we're at. So we're in, this is actually in October too. That's why I was like, oh, okay, it's like a spooky vibe, you know? So we're October 18th, 1975. So just a little back, short end of the story before we really get into it here. We're going to be talking about Irwin Simmons. I'm guessing that's how you say the like name. I don't know. I'll probably just refer to him as Irwin, but, so Irwin was 29 in 1975. So that afternoon, October 18th, he was drinking at a bar with family and friends in good old Sutherland. Around 8 p.m. that evening, Irwin asks his sister, who must be there drinking with him, I'm assuming, for a ride home back to her house where he was currently living in the basement. So she gives him a ride back, and then she returns to the bar. After she leaves, Irwin talks with his nephew. I'm not sure how old his nephew was, but clearly old enough to understand what he's saying.
And
but
be home
he,
alone while his mom's out drinking. At
yeah,
the bar,
yeah.
I mean,
and
I guess
70s in, I know, tiny Nebraska. Like, I have no idea. And also, the information on this case was very hard to find, being that it was in 1975. And
also, can we just say that I understand that an Irwin has to be young at some point, but it sounds like such an old man name. Like, if
totally.
You can you imagine Irwin. Seeing a baby named Irwin?
Yeah. Who names their baby Irwin?
I mean, in the 75.
Yeah, in
know.
75. And maybe it's but, me. Yeah. I know.
And I guess
and this guy 29 years old
like,
too,
yeah.
Which is so funny to me because yeah. Because
when you said
I have
Irwin,
a hard time with that.
I instantly was just like, this is an old man.
Yeah. Little old man.
No.
Irwin. No.
No.
Irwin was
I just
drinking my down at the bar.
Yeah. My maternal grandpa's name was Irvin.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have a friend who recently had a baby and the middle name is Irwin, and I've been dying. I need to ask them because I'm like, I'm sure that that's like named
like
after
a family
member, but like, I haven't heard this name in forever. And so it was really funny when I started researching this, because then when they literally had their baby like 2 days ago when I saw the name and I'm like, two Irwins in a week? What? You know, it was really odd.
I kind of wish it was the first name.
I know.
I just want to see a baby named Irwin. I don't know why. Like, I feel like he should be dressed up as like a little old man.
Yeah.
Like,
my daughter said, you mean like Steve Irwin? I'm like, no, this is with an E. That was his last name also. So different.
I'm not going to lie. I briefly went there and I was like, Erwin, wasn't that the crocodile hunter?
Oh, yeah.
And then, oh, so sad. He's got such great children. Okay.
Yeah.
Tangents.
And also, other side note, that's who my daughter did for the wax museum this past year at school.
And it was
legit. I made her say all the things like crikey and Godsmacked. And I was like, you got to work on the Australian accent. You got to nail it, you know.
I love
anyway, it. Okay, that's a whole other thing. This is Erwin.
Our not old man Erwin.
And he's only 29. Correct. So he's hanging out at where he lives, I guess, basically. I mean, because I don't know how long he had been there, but whatever. So he's talking to his nephew for a while. Then he goes into the brother-in-law's bedroom, just pulls out this 22 caliber rifle and loads it. He tells his nephew, keep the kids inside the house. Don't know how many kids, what that means. Yeah. That's why when I was trying to put my research like in order, I was like, I'm just going to do the short version and then we'll go into what actually happens because it's just, it's strange. So he dips out. Nephew thinks, okay, like, do you, isn't that when you would be like, hey, I'm probably going to call someone because my uncle just dipped out. He's drunk probably. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing. At least he's been drinking, fair to say.
I mean.
And he just loaded a rifle and did
But it's a small town and like.
That's true. And then they're out kind of like farm. Like maybe he's hunting.
He just wants to go shooting. He's
drunk at night. Like, I don't
know. Do you ever get like when you're like, remember back in the day, like going out and be like, oh my God, we should go do this right now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And like everything seems like such a great idea when you're kind of drunk.
And he, And he was right by himself, which is weird too. So like, I mean, we'll find out a little more about him and where he's at in his life. But so he's gone. So about 45 minutes later, Erwin comes back to his sister's house, unloads the rifle, puts it right back where he found it. He tells his nephew he committed a crime, which I'm not going to go into detail yet to give that all away, but he committed a crime and he tells him the names of those that were involved with this crime. He then tells his nephew to contact his parents and leaves. And he goes to his parents' house then. So he's going. And when I say he to contact his parents, I'm not quite sure. I'm guessing he was meaning Erwin's parents, so like the nephew's grandparents, like let them know I'm like coming, because they wouldn't have had cell phones. That's the only way I kind of took that when I was reading when he said to call his parents. But maybe
the kid would have called the bar.
Yeah, that's fair. That could have been it too. And like I said, there's a lot of like weird misinformation, different storylines and timelines. But so who knows what state this nephew's in? Probably shock. Like, wait, what did you just
do? Like, is this true?
Is this real? Yeah. So Erwin leaves and goes to his parents' house. He goes in. He straight up tells them what he did. The father doesn't know if this is true, what he tells them. So the father, I don't know any of their names. I could not find any of their names. So the father, I hope you're tracking where I'm going. I'm doing a lot of dads, parents, grandparents. Yeah.
So Erwin's parents, the people who named a baby Erwin.
Correct. The Erwin namers. He leaves, goes to the place where Erwin said he committed this crime to see if this actually did in fact happen.
Because why would we call the cops?
Yeah, why would we call the cops in any of this until we know? Yeah.
And let's leave our wife with someone who I'm assuming
potentially
this was not
killed
a good
someone.
Thing.
Yeah, no.
I'm assuming
not with the rifle.
He had a gun.
Yeah. So Erwin's papa, dad here, goes to this place. Papa Erwin. Yep. He comes home and then proceeds to call the police because this had in fact happened. So by the time Papa Erwin comes home, I'm like, this is bad without the names, but I can't believe how they just never
said their
communicated
names.
This ever anywhere. So Erwin had left their home by the time his dad had gotten home, you know, so he was already gone. He had gone to two different bars to drink. So he leaves, he tells them, hey, I did this, goes to the bar and continues drinking. After that, because of the lack of just, I'm sure, communication. It's not like you can, you know, they tell the police have to show up, and who knows how long he was at the bar, if he's hopping around bars.
How many bars can there be in a town of 800?
I don't know. I'm guessing like two. It literally says he went to two bars, and I'm gonna guess those are the two bars.
Because... I was gonna say, my small town, which granted, I think we have like 2,000 people, but it's also a college town. Like,
yeah,
there were two bars. I think we're down to one.
Oh, yeah. Well, they probably get good business.
In high school, my small town has
at least two or three, I think. I mean,
but like,
define bar, I guess, too. I guess it could be a restaurant even at that point that serves alcohol. It could be the post office. That's every town has one of those, right?
The gas station.
Yeah, seriously. So he drinks and then just disappears. He apparently goes and hides in a field somewhere nearby, though, his sister's house where he was in fact living. So the next morning, Erwin comes back to his sister's house around 8 a.m. and he tries to come in. And of course, his sister's like, hell no. You're not coming in, because she's aware of what has happened, and she calls the police. Yeah, like, So she calls the police and says, hey, Erwin's here. So they come down there and they arrest him and charge him with, drum roll, 6 murders. That's right.
Six.
Okay, so Mr. Erwin here, he was an unemployed handyman. So he... also was, he would fix fences. He had an IQ of 75. He worked just odd jobs here and there. He had recently done work at his sister's neighbor's home. So the family that lived there was the Kelly family. It was Henry and Audrey that lived there. And so they're very, very kind people because they knew them. They knew their neighbors. You know, it's a small town. They knew that he was unemployed. So Henry Kelly decided to like kind of come up with some random odd end jobs for him to do just so he would have work. And I'm like, that's super nice. So actually, just a few weeks before the murders that we'll talk about had actually happened, Henry had actually bailed Erwin out of jail after he was arrested for public intoxication. So that just shows you what kind of guy he is. And he even hired him, like I said, to do odd jobs. He hired him to help his daughter pack before she was moving away to Colorado just weeks earlier as well. So, you know, they live next door in this big white house, just kind of in a grassy lot because it's, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. So when Erwin had left his sister's house that night with the rifle, he actually had gone and entered the Kelly home next door. So when he entered their home, he found Henry and Audrey's granddaughter, Florence, there. He attempted to sexually assault her, but when she screamed, he shot her in the forehead.
Oh.
So now there's Florence. Yeah, like, terrible. And I actually read, I didn't put this in here because I was like, there's so many names and people without names, it gets confusing. But I read somewhere that Florence, years prior to this all, her mom had died in a car accident. And so she had come to live with Henry and Audrey Kelly. And so I don't know if she was related to them or if it was like someone close. Either way, they had taken her in.
Do we know how old she was?
Did I not say that? Sorry. I have it somewhere in here, but she was 9.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was the first to be killed. And then there's a couple different versions of this saying that Florence had been home all by herself and that Erwin had waited for the others to come home. But then another version had said that when Florence had screamed and he shot her, that Henry was home and he heard and he came rushing to where she was towards the scream. And as he approached was when Erwin shot him in the head and drug him back to the bedroom.
Ugh.
So that part, it was a little cloudy on details.
Yeah.
But I do know that his wife, Audrey Marie, So Henry was 66, just to kind of to give ideas of where we're at here. And then his wife, Audrey Marie, was 57. So she was gone. So either way, Florence was home and Henry may have been home, may not have been home, coming home. But Audrey, when she came home, Erwin basically was just waiting and he shot her right in the forehead. It said when she entered the home, and he, unfortunately, he sexually assaulted her after killing her.
Ugh.
It said that about Florence as well, but it's just like, yeah, you don't necessarily want to hear that about. I mean, I guess it's terrible either way.
Yeah.
But I'm like, at least they weren't, they didn't have to live through that, I guess, if you want to find any silver lining there. But
yeah, hopefully being shot in the head, they...
Instant, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, that says a lot about his mindset too. Yeah. Like really. So shortly after that, their son, I don't think he lived there. I don't know if he was just visiting or what. I mean, you know, small towns, they're all close. So, I mean, living distance wise, even if they were in North Platte. So,
yeah.
David, their son, he was 32. He arrived at his parents' house shortly after, and he had his two children with him, Deanna, who was 6, and Daniel was 5.
Oh.
And upon entering, all 3 were killed as well. So Deanna, like the other females, was sexually assaulted after being killed as well. So that is what happened. He left, went back home. Really no motive at all there because they were so kind to him. So
yeah.
Residents were absolutely terrified when the news came out. They locked their doors and while they were searching for him, because you know, that night his dad had called and that's when he was like hiding out in a field or whatever. I don't know. They must have not looked that hard.
No, but a town that small, that news would have traveled real fast.
Oh yeah. And it was funny because it literally said there was like a warning that was put on the news and it said, everybody lock your doors and windows, which to me made me laugh because I'm like, yeah, people, you should be locking your doors anyways, but that shows you how trusting they were in that kind of, well, in that time.
And
alone.
In 75. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so the news, it said, everybody lock your doors and windows. Don't answer your door without a thorough check of the person knocking or ringing your doorbell. There's a sniper loose with a shotgun and he's killing
sniper.
People. That's what it said. Yeah. I'm like, that's a bit intense. Yeah. There's a sniper. I had to reread that as I read it because I was like, wait, what? Sniper loose, yes, with a shotgun and he's killing people. So that's a great way to keep people calm, probably, right?
Yeah.
By like putting that out there.
A sniper makes it sound like he was like,
I killed like a trained assassin.
Yeah.
I know. Not I'm like,
someone who was like, got a bunch of people by surprise.
And, yeah. Correct. And it's like, I don't know why them. And yeah, like, I think that's why it was so scary was the fact that like, they literally, like there was no vendetta that we know of, I guess. And it was just like this random, like, hey, I'm going to go shoot some people tonight. You know, like how scary.
Yeah.
So
like what made him be like, I guess I'm going to go kill some people tonight.
That's traumatizing. And that's why I was like, oh, when this happened right around Halloween, it makes it even creepier. So like, I don't know, but so he was arrested that next day, of course, when he tried to return to his sister's home. Like I said, so then he was charged with 6 counts of first degree murder. So before he even went to court, this case became a battle between the press and the judge. The judge issued a gag order keeping reporters from the preliminary hearing because he was worried it would make a fair trial impossible, which, yeah, in a small town anyway. Eventually, this case reached the U.S. Supreme Court, and they found the judge's order unconstitutional, which I was surprised because I thought, seriously, but whatever. So he goes to trial, he's found guilty, and he's sentenced to death in the electric chair at the time, right? So then in 1979, this sentence gets overturned when the Nebraska Supreme Court ordered a new trial because the sheriff, who was a trial witness, was caught playing cards with the jurors while they were sequestered.
Oh my God.
Does that not scream tiny town?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go play cards with the jurors, but we won't talk about the case at all. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Idiot. So that happens. So he gets to go back to trial again. So at the second trial, which they moved and had held in Lancaster County, which I'm pretty sure is Lincoln. Is that right? Is that Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay. His new legal team used the defense that at the time was like a very risky route to take, but they were trying to argue that, you know, he was insane. So, which in the 70s, like, you didn't really hear that often. So
yeah.
I guess it would have been a pretty big thing, but the jury bought that because they only deliberated for 18 hours before they found him not responsible by reason of insanity.
Wow.
So yeah. So he goes to prison he's in prison right now, but then he ends up spending the last 44 years of his life at Lincoln Regional Center, which is a public I can't even say all this. Sorry. My mouth, like, this is what happens when I try to talk at night, a psychiatric hospital. And the judge sent him there following the new verdict in 1979. So it became very interesting because the second verdict prompted changes to Nebraska's law in regards to insanity. And this became a huge thing at this time because this was like around the same time that John Hinckley was found not responsible for shooting Ronald Reagan in 1981 because they said he was insane. So, because of all that, Nebraska actually changed the law that year. And because of this, it shifted the burden of proof from the prosecution to the defense. And it gave judges, not the mental health boards, authority to decide when to release patients found not responsible by reason of insanity. And that law still stands today. Okay, so basically, a judge is going to say, hey, I think they're good now. They're not mentally ill. They can be released.
Someone who has no training or anything. Correct. That makes sense.
That blows my mind. I didn't know that. Like,
I didn't either.
I mean, to that degree until I read this. And I read it a few different times in different articles because I was like, this can't be the case. And the fact that it's still, like, I cannot believe that is still the law today.
Yeah.
So, just that side note on that. But every year after 1979, Irwin appeared before a judge who would review his, you know, health reports and would determine whether he was mentally ill and a danger to the public. So, okay. So then in 2013, Irwin's attorney said that the doctors agreed that he's no longer mentally ill and he was healed. And because he wasn't taking any of his meds. I'm like, that's interesting.
This is also a man who's now spent a majority of his life in an institution and you're going to try to like put him out into society?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So, but you know, I guess to some degree, I'm like, well, I'm glad that the judge kind of had the final say on this one specifically because I question that, especially when he killed 6 people. Like, it's not like it was no. So he goes in front of the judge again, because this is an annual thing. And the judge, Donald Rollins, found that Irwin, who was 68 at this time, remained mentally ill and dangerous. He ordered that he stay in a locked building at the hospital. And I guess even Dave Heineman, who was the governor at the time of this, like, gave praise for this. And I thought, well, yeah, I would certainly hope so. What good would that do? You're not doing that guy any good either, like Irwin any good, by letting him out, you know?
Yeah.
So judges have come to the same conclusion every year since then as well. And they even ruled against him being moved to an inpatient or a nursing home due to his health issues that he's kind of encountered just as he's aged. I'm like, okay, good. Yeah. Because if you're at that hospital anyway, I feel like they should still be able to give you treatment, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Irwin's attorney did not agree that, or he did agree, I'm sorry, that this case did have a big impact on Nebraska's law, but he also disagrees that a judge should determine medical diagnosis over a doctor. I agree until I read where it said that they were about to let him go. Like,
I know, because that's
maybe
so
you need
tough.
A second opinion. Can we get a second opinion?
I feel
on
like
that?
It
or
should
a third
be
and
like
a fourth.
Like, okay, a medical professional, but it has to be at least like 3 to 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an honor. Like there has to be a vote on it. And
I agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just like, not a judge, but you can't just have someone who maybe just wants to get this guy out of their place because they don't want to keep dealing with it either.
I know. That's kind of what it sounds like, too. And I feel like they're like, yeah, he's fine. Like, what's he going to do? Yeah. He's old. But it's like, yeah, when he goes and kills someone else or does something else,
yeah,
then what, you know? But yeah, so as far as the Kelly's family, they had a daughter, and I was sort of confused on this too, because it said her name was Audrey, which I'm assuming maybe they just named her after the mom.
Yeah.
But then I read somewhere else where it said something about the mom's, was her middle name was Marie, but what she went by Marie, I don't know, but either way.
And that's a pretty common thing too, yeah, because like,
especially my, yeah, that time.
Yeah. My grandma actually went by her middle name. And mm-hmm. so my mom was named after her. So she technically had the same name, yeah, as Nana, but it's like, it, yeah. And that was a cultural thing.
Oh yeah.
There, but like, I've seen that plenty of, yeah, times.
Like, you just don't hear about it as often as you would then, maybe, no, but
my husband tried to convince me that, because he wanted to name our son after him, uh-huh, as a first name. And he's like, well, if we have a girl next, you can name her after. He's like, I don't even like my name.
Yeah. Like, I don't have a cool name. Yeah.
I don't have, thanks, a cool name.
What am I, my gonna, name's am not Erwin, okay?
Yeah. Like, why would I name my daughter that? Like, what am I? No.
I know. I would hate that for my kid. Like, I don't love that.
I was her, like, and I can't, I like her name, her, but I couldn't, my, even call her, I couldn't even call her CJ, like, you know, if she was going to be Cassie Jr., because I used to have, yeah, a dog named CJ. So, like,
that's so good and so true.
Like, I know. I'm like, yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna do that.
I also feel like, and that's fine for everybody that does do that, but like, in my mind, I'm like, I want my kid to have their own identity and own being of their own name. And like, I don't know, she would probably not go by it anyway as she got older. She'd, you know, yeah, kids make their own, pick their own names and do whatever they want. So
I gave my daughter my maternal grandma's name, which is then, you know, part of, yeah, my mom's and, yeah, stuff too. But yeah, I was like, well, yeah, I get that family name. But then that was my other issue when we were discussing this. It was like, well, if we have a boy, I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to name my son Irvin.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
like, I love Pablo, but we're not, yeah, going to name the poor, yeah, kid Irvin.
Yeah. Names even have as come a middle way. Name. Yeah. I know. Very old. Like, one of my grandmas has a very old, like, name. And we always like, not, we don't laugh about it, but I mean, we're like, oh, it's just an old name. And then the other day, this Disney movie was on, and the teenage daughter, it was the name Rowena, if anyone cares. I guess I'm just throwing that,
okay,
out there.
Okay, but that makes me think of Supernatural then, and she was, oh, like, oh, witch, I don't, and a demon.
I only watched like the first season of that. But like, to me, it's like, that sound, that's a very like old name. And so then, mm, when you hear it now, it's like, whoa, they're coming back. Like all those names. Some of, I mean, you, yeah, really see, are, names go on a trend though, you know.
You do. So you do.
It's fine. Anywho. Anywho, on that note. Okay, so Audrey, their daughter. Yeah. So 3 weeks before her family was basically all just slaughtered, she moved to Colorado. So good for her, because when they talked to her, I mean, later, she was like, who would knows, like, because her and her husband lived in North Platte, and she's like, that was close enough, we would go to my mom and dad's all the time for dinner and whatnot, yeah, like we could have very well been there. And so she had literally moved 3 weeks before that, and Erwin had even helped her pack to go. So
yeah, you had mentioned that.
Yeah, so that was her. So she's actually passed away in 2018, but up until then, she had actually driven from Colorado to Lincoln every year for his review hearings for more, oh, than, wow, 30 years. She would make that trip. She had said in 2013, that she said, I think the courts need to recognize and the public needs to recognize that there was a real family involved in this and somebody still loves them and cares about them. And Carla Downey, so she was actually the granddaughter of Henry and Audrey Kelly. She was only 21 months old. 21, yeah, months old. That's right. Yeah, that'd, yeah, be right, I
so
guess.
Almost, like, two.
Yeah. I know, when I said that, I was like, I could have just put two, but okay. At the time that they were murdered. And she has a reminder, like a memorial in her home of pictures of all of them. And she said that basically her entire family was gone after that, you know, her cousins, her uncle, yeah, her grandparents. She also had said at one of the hearings, this was a family doing nothing wrong. They had helped him. My grandpa had written him a check to get out of jail one time, and 6 weeks later, he took my grandpa's life. Our family had done nothing but be kind to him, and he still did what he did. So Irwin ended up dying in the psychiatric hospital at 77 years old, just to, you know, due to his declining health. And so Carla said also when he passed away that that part of it is done. She said, we don't have to deal with that anymore. And that's certainly a relief to all of us.
Yeah.
Because I think every year you'd always have that fear, like, what if they let him go this year, you know? And I was really sad that I could not find anything, like next to nothing, on any of the family members other than that little bit that their family shared, because, and that's why I included that, because I was like, it doesn't have a lot, but like you can tell they had good hearts just based on the fact that they went out of their way to help him out when he needed the help. So very sad, very crazy. Don't know how that one, I guess, I mean, that was before we were born, but kind of crazy that that's never been talked about. And there's no documentaries that I have found on it. So crazy. Hide your kids, hide your wife, whatever the guy is that says that. Cause literally, also just, you know, like, I don't know. Don't keep your doors unlocked and let random people in. Don't help people. That's what I learned.
Right?
Don't be Nebraska nice.
Whatever. Fuck politeness.
Yes. Literally. So yeah, it's sad. And also like on Irwin's side of things, not defending him in any way, but clearly mental health was not a thing back then either. Oh, and it sounds like he really needed help. But also if they knew that he was that unstable, like it would have been.
You think they would have known? I don't know.
I guess I don't know. It's,
I mean, but there's so much that we don't know.
Pass judgment. Like maybe on there that.
Were.
Yeah.
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 Maybe there were signs and we just, you know, because of how old it is, we're not hearing about it. So.
Exactly. Because if that happened this day and age, like we would know everything about where the system failed him and everything about them and their likes and dislikes. And so I was sad. I did find a picture of each of them, at least, like I can share that, but
that's
other
nice.
Than that, there's not a lot other than they just sound like a really nice family in Sutherland, Nebraska. So I would love to know more information on that if anyone remembers that. I was asking my mom if she remembered that, and she was like, no, I mean, but they were, you know, teenagers then. But it was funny because then she said, well, before I even told her the case, I said, I'm going to do this one about Nebraska. She's like, oh, is it the one where so-and-so, like a girl was killed in a rest area, rest stop on, you know, I-80 in Nebraska, and they cut off all their limbs. I'm like, no, but now I'm interested in that story.
I don't know that I know that story.
I know. And I tried to look it up and I can't find anything, but my dad remembered it too. And they said it was back in like, I mean, 70s, 80s. Like it was old. It's not like it's a recent thing.
Yeah.
Because when I tried searching, I kept finding things about like the domestic dispute that happened near a rest area a couple years ago, you know? And so I was like, no, that's not, because I was like, I want something like good because it's spooky season. Not that any of them are good, you know, but I feel like I'm just need to stop talking. I'm digging,
you know,
a deeper
it's
hole.
Fine. It's but, yeah, so you know,
that's
there we
that.
Are, you guys. Next episode we will have our you know, our movies and shows and whatever, what have you.
Yeah, unless you want to share yours this one and mine the next, or vice versa.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
I don't know.
We could do
that. I don't know how we drag it out a little bit more, but
right,
it doesn't matter.
I can't remember. I think I already talked about watching Monster High too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Monster High. I think, that was last time. Yeah. I feel like it's been so long since we recorded that I can't remember. Yeah, yeah.
I still highly, I mean, like Monster High itself is cute. The second one's fine. Anyways,
it's just
I haven't finished, but I did start The Fall of the House Usher on Netflix.
Okay, I'm just gonna have to say now that's
is
my
that
show.
What you were?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it was
I'm
so
not
good.
Done. I'm not done. I started it yesterday because I've been so busy with so much that like I haven't even had time to read the I finished an audiobook, but like literally the last 2 or 3 weeks, I haven't been able to physically read. It's just been audiobooks. So yesterday,
read in weeks.
I was like working on podcast stuff, and it got to the point where I was like, okay, the kids will be home soon. It's not really enough time to like work on like another project I need to do. So I started it. I made myself stop on episode 3 last night.
Oh. But first of all,
I love Mike Flanagan. I love that he has all the same actors and shit in it.
Yes. And I love that cast. I just love everybody in it. I mean, and it's funny because the granddaughter in it, she's on this Disney show, Sulphur Springs, which is actually really good. It's kind of like, it's a time travel eerie type thing. You would like it.
Okay.
And it's like, my daughter watches it, you know, she's 10 and like, when I first saw the previews, I was like, is this like too scary? It's like on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But no, she's on that show. And so when I saw her on this, I was like, ooh, this is different for her. And I love her. Ooh. So
yeah, no.
That show was phenomenal.
I need to make myself go to sleep tonight, so I can't watch another episode yet, but I'm hoping this weekend to get it finished.
I literally watched it all in one day, and I am embarrassed to say
so that. So good. No, but I have another friend who was talking about it, and I think she did the same thing, and then she restarted it even because she loved it.
When I was done, I was super depressed, and I was like looking then, you know, and it's like, if you watch this, you'll like this. None of the things. I was like, I've seen that. That's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Lie, Netflix. But guys, if you haven't watched that, check it out. It is so good. It's so dark and just, oh my gosh. I just
love Mike Flanagan. I'm sad that The Midnight Club isn't going to get a second season.
I know. I was kind of surprised they didn't like renew it.
I'm surprised.
It was okay. I liked it, but I didn't love it.
I'm surprised that he left it so open-ended, because usually Mike Flanagan's good about wrapping all of his shit up so it doesn't need a second season.
Yeah.
So I was a bit surprised. And then I was surprised because I was a little worried that the fall of House Usher, because he left Netflix and I think he's now with Amazon.
Oh, so...
because he's about to do something for Amazon. I think he's going to work on The Gunslinger, if I want to say, which is Stephen King's, which Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey were in the movie of it. And it was, if you hadn't read the books, you would have been so confused.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if they, that's a series that would need to be a TV show more than a movie per se.
Yeah.
And if Mike Flanagan's going to do it, I think it'll be phenomenal. So I was a little worried. I didn't know if this, because I knew this had been coming out, but I didn't know with him moving what was happening and all that stuff. So
I was kind of on the fence. Like, I was going to watch it regardless, but I was like, I don't know if I'm in the mood for this. And then I started it and I was like, why did I wait so long? It was one of those.
I've just been so busy. I meant to watch it as soon as I have so many things I need to watch. I need to finish The Servant.
Oh, yeah. I have that on my list still.
Yep. I just have so much I have to watch. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks to get a few things watched here, but so
I mean, other than that, that's all you need to watch, Cassie. And then you're good.
I know. But we'll figure out something to talk about at the end of my episode.
Sorry. I maybe just got too excited.
I wondered if that was going to be the show.
Yeah. I know when you talked about it, was that, I don't know, the last couple days, maybe like when we talked on, you know, I was like, oh yeah, I need to tell you I watched that. And then I was like, I'll just wait, because that's the only thing I've done is watch that. Yeah. I even put that, I like prioritize that over other things that should have probably been more important.
I hear ya. I mean, like I said,
I'm an adult. I do what I want.
Yeah. I'm going to force myself to not, but tomorrow I'm going to at least probably get one or two episodes.
Yeah. And then now that we, you know, you can text me after each one and we can discuss them fully, because I have so many questions still. Well, a couple questions, not a ton, but finish it and then we'll discuss.
I'll finish it and we'll discuss. So,
but that's it, guys. That is all then. For tonight, tomorrow,
you know the drill,
whatever day,
you know, for this episode, you go in and listen to the next one. It'll be playing immediately after this one for you, not for us.
Yes.
So, you know, the social media things, the emails, it's all linked below. I'll go into detail about it, but
it's for now,
it's all the same. So stay heartland kind,
but darkland weary.